The Cincinnati Men's Chorus Pride Concert will be presented on Saturday and Sunday, June 21st and 22nd in the Corbett Theater of the School for Creative and Performing Arts. Here to tell us about this concert and the Cincinnati Men's Chorus's 23rd season is their artistic director, Dr. Casey Hayes. Casey, thanks for coming in tonight.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Lee. Thank you for having me.
The theme of this year's season has been a movie one. Recap the season leading up to the upcoming Pride concert.
Well, we actually, rather than having one all-encompassing theme, we focus in specifically on each concert. So we had Tinseltown was our holiday concert, which was the movies. It's Christmas in the movies. And this last concert we just finished was Hello, Dolly. So it was a mix of Dolly Parton and Jerry Herman, who wrote Hello, Dolly. And this concert coming up is a rather creative, for lack of a better words, very entertainingly different production for us called Boys, Boas, and Bears, Oh My.
I was going to ask you about that title. How did you come up with that?
Oh, I have a sick, twisted mind.
What's planned for the concert?
It's actually kind of a retrospective look on stereotypes in the gay community when, particularly back in the 70s, 80s, we started seeing a lot of different formations and fragmentations within the gay community. If you were into bears, which are kind of heavier, hairier men, and boys or the younger set, or if you were into female impersonating drag, all the different types of sub-communities within our great larger community.
How many members are going to be participating in the concert on stage?
This concert will have around 75. Depending on the concert, we can sing anywhere from 60 to 85 because we do audition every single concert period. So we can add some, and some can take, if they have work schedules or something, they could sit a concert season out. So, you know, we usually don't always have the same members, mostly the same, but there's always a fluctuation.
So are you going to have two parts, you know, like the first part of the concert, intermission, and the second part? What kind of songs are you going to?
Just like the name suggests, songs about boys, boas, and bears. So we can kind of leave it to the imagination of people, but not without giving too much away, we're kind of excited about two things. First, most of our community is familiar with the singer-songwriter Steve Grand. He is a very popular gay entertainer, and he has a very popular song called All American Boy, and we actually have the exclusive rights to perform that song. And one of our staff arrangers, for lack of a better word, Dr. Eric Konectis, who teaches at Northern Kentucky, was given the honor of doing the arrangement for him and having it published. So we'll be performing that song as well as Obronsky Beats' Small Town Boy. And Tom Goss, who is our guest artist, he has a very popular song called Bears, which, well, I think probably everyone within the bear community knows this song and really likes it.
Well, tell us about Tom.
Actually, I was not familiar with Tom's work. And in research for this concert, I literally just went to YouTube and typed in bears to see what would come up. And one of the first things that came up was the video of Tom Goss singing his song Bears. So I reached out to Tom and said, hey, here's what I'm planning. What do you think about us doing your song? And he was very happy with that and gave us permission to do it. And then went back to the chorus and my people there and said, you know, what do you think about inviting him to come and perform with us? And so, yeah, absolutely. So we got some wonderful sponsorships to be able to bring him here for us. And there's quite a bit that's going to be involved with Tom. We're having a meet and greet with Tom on Sunday the 22nd at BZ. That'll take place before the 3 o'clock concert. So all of those details will be unrolling as they develop on our website.
And he's a singer-songwriter from Washington, D.C.
Correct.
So let's listen to that song that you just mentioned, Bears, to get a flavor for it.
It's very fun. You'll enjoy it.
That was Bears by Tom Goss. He'll be performing at the Cincinnati Men's Chorus Pride Concert. Will he be there both nights, Saturday and Sunday, June 21st and 22nd?
Correct.
And what time are the concerts?
The Saturday concerts are at 8 o'clock, at the Corbett, and Sunday the 22nd is at 3 o'clock. Our ticketing is all done online now, so really the best way to get tickets, and they do sell fast. So make sure that you go to the website where you can purchase the tickets there. And so you can actually select your own seats for this concert. So that's kind of a new thing for us this year, is having our patrons being able to select where they want to sit within the auditorium.
Oh, that's a nice touch.
Yeah, it is. It's very nice. We have very positive feedback on that.
And do you have plans finalized for the 24th season yet?
We do. We hold it a little close to our chest, but without having to give away too much, the holiday concert or Christmas concert is a classic Christmas. So this is everything that we love about Christmas music and Christmas season. It's really just a celebration of Christmas. There's not a whole lot of a twist in it, and actually it's going to be performed at Christ Church Cathedral. It'd be a slight deviation from what we've done in the past couple of years. The music is largely sacred, so being performed in a sacred space is going to be lovely.
And when are tickets going to go on sale?
They won't go on sale for that one until probably the first week of September.
That's the Cincinnati Men's Chorus Pride Concert coming up Saturday and Sunday, June 21st and 22nd at the School for Creative and Performing Arts in downtown Cincinnati. My guest tonight has been their artistic director, Dr. Casey Hayes. Thanks for sharing this information with our listeners, Casey.
Well, thank you for having us, Lee.
You'll find a link at our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay.
Oh,